Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
It's Tepo Price and I Give You All brings us to the second and final hour of the show. Like I told you, Fathers Matter is back. Now, how can fathers truly show up or be more positively involved? Now, in South Africa, many adults grew up in a home that did not have a positive, present father. Today, many children are growing up in the same environment where fathers are absent. Now, this means that many households don't know what an involved father looks like and how this can benefit not only the children, but mothers and society as a whole. Fathers Matter is a project that promotes the positive and active presence of men in children's lives to benefit children, women, and men themselves. Now, talking this afternoon with me, he's not new to the family. He is back again. Bob Jeff Cele. Bob Jeff, good afternoon and welcome back.
Good afternoon to you, Luko. Thank you. It's good to be back.
Thank you so much. Now, why is fatherhood such an important issue in South Africa, Baba?
Wow, great one. Luko, in South Africa, it says over 60%, precisely around 64% of children don't live with their biological father, ekhaya. That doesn't mean then every children in Saturday will struggle or will never make it in life. And we're grateful to the mothers, to the caregivers, abogogo, who are doing a very incredible job in this process. But the research then shows that father's absence increases risk. Children are more vulnerable to abuse, all of these ills that are challenging our young people in South Africa, poor school outcomes, depression being one of the prevalent ills that are challenging our young people, even risk to behavior like substance abuse.
Yeah.
So, but yet on the other hand, look, we're saying when fathers are positively present, children thrive.
Mm.
They do well. As part of the statistics, they feel secure, loved, and they develop more confidence, and then boys would learn a positive or healthy masculinity, girls would gain a strong sense of self-worth.
Yeah.
And I mean, this is a benefit to everybody, to the whole. We're shaping the future, we're shaping families, and make South Africa a better place. Definitely.
Wow. Now, tell me, Baba, what is the Fathers Matter campaign, and what are you trying to achieve through this campaign?
Yo, Fathers Matter campaign is a national initiative by Heartline. Personally, I call it a movement. I call it a call to men and all. I call it a new lease of life for family. I call it an us intentionally taking back what belongs to us, shaping and designing what we want to see. But our aim is to encourage really Luko, and support men to be active, present and positive. Multi-active is talking to being engaged in an action. Intentionally being engaged and being able to know about, you could be staying with them or not, but you are intentionally active. Two, you are positive. This is characterized by the presence rather than absence. That's opposed to to negative. Be positive.
Mm.
And it says don't be negative, but it's also distinguished by good features. Features that says, even if my father is not here, I can still hear their voice and their love.
Yeah.
It says, positive, they're implanting things into my heart, into my mind, into my spirit. Present, the last one, it's a noun. Present, whether a noun or a verb, it can be a noun, a verb and adjective, but it's the current time. Not the present, you mean now. Number two, present could be a gift. I'm giving you a present, a gift. So we're saying, let's be here now.
Yeah.
Let's give ourselves as a gift to the children and their lives will be better. Yeah, so we do this in three ways, Eluko. One is raising awareness about our Father's matter. Two, starting conversations in families, in churches. You know, Heartlines has been there to just spark that conversation on a particular social issue. So thirdly, it's to provide tools and support like the Ndama films, short films, the workshops, the training and digital tools to help others just to navigate through life and these challenges that are there. Here's a good thing, it's not just about political fathers. We are also celebrating and inviting social fathers or malume, grandfathers, mentors and coaches. I'm a product of social fathers. 2-3 young men, they could have been not as positive as they should be, but for me, they became positive and made a difference in my life. So, social fathers, I found the interface. Let's do this.
Maybe, Baba, let's have a deeper conversation here. Tell me, why are so many men absent from their children's lives?
Many reasons. Many. Let's speak to a few for this process, Namchandra, and maybe one time when you have a chance to talk. One, economic pressure. Our society has taught us, yes, which a man must provide. Provide, things should happen. But the problem is become when you become 80 and father. We are not involved with love, with support, with any other things. As long as I gave them money, it's fine. Then, Natabo Baba, when I don't have a job or I'm unable to support or support my, he provides financially, I disqualify myself. I move away and say, I can't provide for my children, so what am I doing? I can't visit them, I don't have a present. Two, it's cultural practices. In many other traditions, we're talking, in this tradition, we talk lobola. We talk in Kaulo if you've done something negative. So some of the things, the way they are carried out, they are good culture that we can use and enjoy and celebrate. But they create barriers if not practiced well for the benefit of the parties involved. Three is the conflict of relationships. Yes, there are things that happen in our relationships. We have differences, we separate, parents don't understand, don't stay together. Those are some of the challenges. One of the last challenges I want to share is the lack of knowledge or simple skills where we get out of our way, Luca, and say, let's go and learn. What does it mean to be a father? How do I carry myself? Just to get that knowledge and understanding, associate with yourself with men or other people who are talking positive lives. But that's the good news. The good news being the present father does not mean being perfect. It means showing up to listen and be consistent. And we do this, we grow together to be better people as we move on in our life.
Sure, I love that one. Being a present father doesn't mean being perfect. It means showing up, listening and being consistent. Sure, I love it. Now, in response to one of these challenges, you've created a tool to address the lack of skills and knowledge. Tell us a bit more about that.
I like it when you say tool, Luko, because that's what it is, a tool. The Father's Matter WhatsApp Coach. It's a free digital support tool on helping about WhatsApp that gives that simple and it's practical tips that fatherhood could use for themselves. It helps fathers to be more active, to be more positive, to be more present in the children of their lives, in the lives of their children. So it's a lovely tool. Easy. Anybody can navigate your WhatsApp. If you're in there, you run. It talks to you.
Wow. Let's talk about it then. Let's talk about the WhatsApp coach. What is it exactly and how does it work?
The Father's Matter WhatsApp coach is like having a pocket guide or a friend or a team member that helping you and guide you into a parenting journey. Once you are registered, you can chat with it just like you would to a friend who WhatsApp. It gives you age-appropriate tips based on your children. That is, Maungenin and be part of the process. It gives you any question. I'm using it myself. It gives me tips. So whether you've got a newborn baby, a teenager, whatever age, or even you are an uncle or you're an aunt on the side, it covers every challenge from playtime, discipline, emotional. You ask questions. It just gives you the best options. Not even one option, many options for you to choose and say, this is a present and happy, will help me. And the best part, it's private, non-judgmental. We try alone on the site and say, coach, blah, 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 blah. The coach answers you. We're celebrating that we're going to multiple South African languages. We hope to close all languages as far as the WhatsApp coach is concerned.
Sure.
From every language. in the comfort of their home, in their space, wherever they are, they're able to throw a question and get as much as they can from the WhatsApp coach.
Just by the way, when you said you also have it, let me throw in a Nami 40. I also have it, by the way. Nami 40.
Well done. Well done, Luko.
So dads don't have to feel embarrassed to ask questions or admit that they don't know, right?
No, exactly. Men, you must be asking, you know, men feel they can't ask questions to help because, you know, in daughter, I can't, you know. But the coach makes it simple. You just type your question and it gives you support and practical advice, encouragement without any judgment. And we also send regular nudges. Short encouraging messages that will actually get going. I mean, I've been getting a few last Wednesday. On Tuesday, I got another one. It was relevant. I remember advising me on how to celebrate a bright day on the 21st of September. You know, it goes to every space, and it's a beautiful tool. It's a beautiful tool, and it's very, very helping. So the benefits are very big. Children with engaged fathers. We also always say you are less likely to abuse substance because of the covering of getting involved in crime. They are more likely to succeed at school and have healthy self-esteem. You know our statistics on how our kids are doing at school generally in the public school. We challenge some of those things. They are better at managing emotions and relationships. It also benefits mothers when fathers are there to share the load. Yeah. Women would feel supported. Imagine if a man when it picks up like that. It doesn't matter what status the relationship is at. Once there's support for the benefit of the child, because if they're being involved, it gives purpose.
Yeah.
It gives strength for mental health and it builds stronger families and communities. So one of the things we have as a challenge, even the Bible said, Luko, idle hands the devil will provide.
Listen.
Work for things to do. Yeah. But if you purpose and be involved in giving stuff and work for children, it helps.
But tell me now, Baba, what makes the coach different from, you know, other parenting platforms?
I think the way it was thought through, we offer help in three ways, which I am enjoying so much. One, it has a library that's searchable content that would then be split into two. That's number one. In the split, you have the being a father, and number two, about your children.
Mm.
So in the about being a father section, we have tips that are for fathers and social fathers, and we deal with things like mental health, managing your emotions, and dealing with pressure. While on the other side, about my child section, we have tips that can help fathers be present in their children's lives based on the ages. That you remember you said what's the age of your children?
Yeah.
It will then specifically target or go to the questions related to the ages of your children.
Yeah.
So number two, we said it's three ways. Number two, if you can find what you are looking for, and I mean, this thing is very much interactive. It features that follows you to have a conversation on anything about father related. We call this feature a coach. Now, in this situation, the coach is available 24 hours a day. And from what we have seen, the coach has become a dad, a helpline that provides men with safe space. To, remember we said, we don't want to be seen asking questions if we don't know. Or we are left behind. But with this kind of relationship or the interactive chat with the coach, it helps you.
Mm.
The lovely part I like, it's 24 hours. In the space where the quietness, you're alone, 12 midnight, children are going to bed, you say, hey, coach, what's going on? And the coach will then respond to you. Lastly, Luko, we send regular messages, or we call them nudges for users. These nudges can help, can be tips, or word of encouragement, a video, it's fun, quiz, that way. There's a quiz that I did the other time, and I didn't do well in the quiz. But it's interesting. it quiz you, gives you skills. It challenges you. So the combination of these three, we hope, will help us address knowledge and skill gap and become barrier to the father presence. So we love this and we're enjoying this thing, and it speaks to our children. It speaks to everything. And like I said, we have 3 languages now. We hope to grow and do all 9 languages in South Africa,
wow,
where people in the comfort of their language are able to then speak to the process and find help and enjoy themselves.
Now, Bob Jeff, can you share an example of how the coach has helped a father?
Look, we had a first time dad some time ago, or stepdad, who turned to the coach when he felt unsure, overwhelmed, and unemployed. Through more than 800 messages, the coach helped him with everything from baby feeding, sleep routine, to supporting his partner's C-section recovery, and bonding with the stepdaughter. You see now, it's an everyday life kind of an approach. Over time, we saw how his confidence grew. He moved from asking questions like, am I doing this right? Am I okay? To joyful celebrating and sharing with the coach and saying, I've achieved this. Coach, I've achieved this. So the coach became more of a digital tool. It was non-judgmental space where he could actually learn and be able to grow as a father. So stories like this remind us that support, love, and presence, not perfect.
Oh, shucks, we lost to Babu Jeff there. But listen, I think we will definitely continue next week on this. Father's Mass is coming right up. I think let me seal it right here for now.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222. Or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
At Radio Pulpit, we are dedicated to delivering content that inspires and uplifts, guided by faith and truth. Our commitment is to provide quality programming for our community. We are here to serve with content that speaks to the heart, sharing messages of hope and love every day. If you believe we haven't followed the broadcasting code, you can contact the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa. Visit www.bccsa.co.za or call 011-326-3130 for more information. Thank you for listening to Radio Pulpit, your trusted voice in faith and community.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.